Mr. Tobin said, shall he that contendeth with the Almighty instruct him? He that reproveth God, let him answer it. The Lord said, behold, I am vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay mine hand upon my mouth. Once have I spoken, but I will not answer yea twice. But I will proceed no further. Then answered the Lord unto Job out of the whirlwind and said, gird up thy loins now like a man. I will demand of thee. Wilt thou also disannul my judgment? Wilt thou condemn me, that thou mayest be righteous? Hast thou an arm like God, or canst thou thunder with a voice like him? Deck thyself now with majesty and excellency, and array thyself with glory and beauty. Cast abroad the rage of thy wrath, and behold everyone that is proud, and abase him. Look on everyone that is proud, down the wicked in their place. Hide them in the dust altogether, and bind their faces in secret. Then will I also confess unto thee that thine own right hand can save thee. Behold now, behold, which I made with thee. He eateth grass as an ox. Lo, now his strength is in his loins, and his force is in the navel of his belly. He moveth his tail like a cedar. The sinew of his stones are wrapped together. His bones are as strong as pieces of brass. His bones are like bars of iron. He is the chief of the ways of God. He that made him can make his sword to approach unto him. Surely the mountains bring him for food, where all the beasts of the field play. He lieth under the shady trees, in the cover of the reed and fence. The shady tree cover him with the shadow, the willows of the brook compass him about. Sabbath that he can draw up Jordan into his mouth. He taketh it with his eyes, his nose pierceth through the snare.